This podcast is sponsored by PICC, Florida's leading public adjusters for 22 years of handling residential commercial claims in Florida. Dealing with an insurance company when having a property loss can be discouraging. Let PICC encourage you and maximize your compensation. Please call us at 305-956-3666.
Okay, good morning. Today's class is Lunishma Yerachmil Dian Lugadal Yassim Benema and Daniel Hakohen Ben Yafa, also Lunishmat Farang, but Rabbi Chaim, also for a zivug for Sara Leah Bat Simcha, zivug for Malka Yehudit Bat Sara, and also by Monica and Leah Kubian. Also donation made for Devorah Bat Miriam and the family with tremendous gratitude to Hashem. Also anonymous sponsor, and Yaakov Chaim Ben Rachel Mirel for clarity, health, happiness, and zivug. Leunishmat Menashe David Ben Yosef. As your tzad is on Lag BaOmer. Also in excess of Rufu Shalom Meir Tuva Ben Chaya and Rav Shalom Yamina. Success in Yad Shemayim Yelisheva Nevagad Diyavon Yelisheva Emet Ben Yelisheva Shefa Ba Yelisheva Reina Malka Batova Basha. Alright, please share and rate the podcast. Very excited day. Tomorrow we have Lag BaOmer, and we'll give a Lag BaOmer class. But today we're talking about a little bit right before Lag BaOmer. I just want to tune in everybody. Yesterday I really had a phenomenal interview. It's going to be taped. It was taped, and we're going to post it soon, God willing, with Gary Newman. Gary Newman has been a psychiatrist for 35 years on marriage. And he's got the data. It was a great interview, and I think we're all going to be able to get a lot out of it. I definitely got a lot out of it. Mizrat Hashem, today's class is going to be in this book called In All Your Ways by Meir Schechter. Really, really great concept. So the sphere of the day, the sphere for the week, is Hod. Hod represents humility. Hod represents submission. Hod represents starting over. Anything to deal with Hod, it represents, and Kabbalistically, the left leg represents a concept of Din. Also, these 33 days that we're going through, this is God willing tonight. We're going to break the Din. Bizrat Hashem, break the judgment of these 33 days. Obviously, this has been it's been a challenging time for a lot of people. You could see there's a lot of interpersonal work. And obviously, God willing, also the heat will break the next two today. And everything will be broken, God willing. And it's a time now that we could start, 33 days is a very big number in life. And you can't imagine how many phone calls I get. When you hear crisis, you hear legitimate crises. I said, how old are you, by the way? I'm turning 33. How old are you, by the way? 33. So 33 is like, it's that midpoint in life where the din is over, but now you start a new mission in your life. And I've seen that a lot. Definitely for me, 33 was completely, completely just a chaotic year. And at the end of the day, that it's a day of a really recreation. So when you're turning 33 and you're going through chaos, hold on. And I know this is meant for somebody. Hold on. It gets better. But it's also giving you enough pressure in life that you have to go one way or the other. It's like no longer can you live on that radio station that you've been living on, easy flow. Now you have to jump on one other station. And it's extremely important. And today's Nesfira represents Netzach and Hod, which both represent the right and the left leg. So this is a concept that we speak about many times, the running and returning in life. And really, today's class is really, really about the concept of how in the world did Rabbi Akiva, how in the world, after losing 24,000 students, were you able to restart? How in the world? We know that just the concept of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is also the same letters as Rabbi Nachman Ben Simcha. So a lot of people connect Rabbi Nachman's because the concept of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, that the Torah will never be forgotten, the same thing Rabbi Nachman said this very many times, that my Torah will last until Mashiach. There will be no other rabbi, specifically, that's why we don't have another rabbi after Rabbi Nachman. That's it. There will be no other rabbi. My fire will burn. And definitely the concept of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai fire and Rabbi Nachman Ben Fagin, hot fire, these two concepts of being on fire, the passion. Remember, we've lost the passion. That every day that we count, this is why these 33 days, the first 33 days, you're not in Mochem Gadlut, you're not in expansive consciousness, you're in opposite, you're in constricted consciousness. And what do you do when you're in constricted consciousness? You know, you're yearning, you're desiring now, because if you're an expanded consciousness, you're not really yearning because you're there. It's the constricted consciousness that gets you to yearn. Today, we do very foolish things in constricted consciousness. Constricted consciousness is supposed to get you just to yearn. It's not supposed to be to beat yourself up, numb the pain, or knock yourself. You're in constricted consciousness, you got to go to expand the consciousness. It's that simple, by the way. Expand your consciousness. And we do this by prayer, we do this by learning, we do this by changing states. But it's normal for you to be in constricted consciousness, right? Just like a woman who is in Nida, and this is the day that she's checking, just the same thing, you're counting the days. Just like a woman is in Nida, she's checking. It's a process, but eventually she's going to be with her husband in 7 days, whatever days. But the whole point is, don't take constricted consciousness and get anxious and get depressed and get... That's it! This is what it is. You have to know how to deal with constricted consciousness. If you didn't deal with constricted consciousness, you wouldn't yearn. It keeps you humble. Constricted consciousness keeps you humble sometimes. You recognize how much dependent you are on your Creator. Because God forbid you should walk around in life thinking you have something in the bag. God forbid. That is the beginning of arrogance. And once arrogance is the beginning of a fall. So Hashem prepares you not to be arrogant. He keeps you humble. So what happens when you're humble? You're going to get a rise. And this is extremely important to understand that. It's okay to be in constricted consciousness. We don't all have clarity all the time. But get to that point. So Reb Nachman saying the Reb Meir Schechter, who's Reb Meir Schechter, was a warrior himself, what he went through. It says Rabbi Akiva commented on the verse, in the morning sow your seed, and in the evening stay not your hand. What he's saying here, if you raise up students in your youth, he says raise them up in their old age. Rabbi Akiva had a perfect example that somebody who maintained his goals on the most painful situation. Years of toil and sacrifice went into producing 24,000 students, which they died in these 33 days. They received from him the entire oral Torah, and their deaths left the world desolate. Even today, we mourn these days. Nevertheless, even with the great tragedy of Rabbi Akiva, he didn't despair, he didn't rest. What's next? What is next? That is Hod, by the way. Hod is saying, what is next? So who's the example for that? Who's the example for Hod? Hod is Judah. What did Judah do when he fell with a prostitute? What's next? Go confess, regain your malchus. Take responsibility for what you did. Apologize, and what's next? That is the most important thing in life. And what he's saying here, what he did is because of his attitude, he was able to restart with 5 students. Because he says, listen, if I have, and many times we're faced in life where we've gotten divorced and you have to say, what's next? What am I going to go? Sink the ship? When you have problems, don't go down with them. When you have problems, it's time to recreate yourself. This is Chassidus 101. And this is telling us. Another great example of this was who? Boaz. What was Boaz? Boaz had 30 sons and 30 daughters who all died during his lifetime. Can you imagine? Imagine having 60 kids die during your lifetime. God forbid. And although he was extremely old, you know what happened? He got married to Ruth, and from Ruth is where David comes from, and David is Mashiach. So you could see somebody not giving up is where is Mashiach coming from. So look at the lineage that we have. Look at the Kozel Rigor Rebbe, who as soon as the Holocaust, they started building bricks in America. Who in the world could have such a vision? But this is what you have. We don't have this. We have post-traumatic growth, not post-traumatic stress. If Judaism 101 teaches you, you have post-traumatic growth. Rabbi Akiva, what did he do? He had 5 students, and these 5 students is where the Torah is coming out of. This is what you're celebrating. You're celebrating renewal. When Rabbi Akiva succeeded, he persevered, even though the Torah, and the main thing his thoughts was upon the duty, not on the results. You see what it is? What needs to be done next? That's what he was thinking. What's next versus the results? Because if you start thinking about the results, there's no way you're going to be able to do it. And this is exactly what I was reading a Torah lesson 61. That this, all of it, all of this, when Mashiach comes, time is not even going to exist anymore. You know, it's like when all of a sudden you see a person getting married at 37, 38, and they're married 1 year in the marriage. They don't even think about the single days anymore. All those years of singles and all those times that they were sad, it was gone. You understand? When you go through a situation, it gets fixed, all that time is gone. So the reason why we suffer in the first place is because our imagination we have a bad definition of time and space. Time and space, it uses our imagination, and our imagination is what's crippling a person. This is why the world is walking around either in the past or in the future. They cannot have a grip on time and space. They cannot grab a time and space. Why? Because they're living in a low consciousness. When you're living in a higher consciousness, time and space does not exist. All you're doing is, what is next? And it's very hard to do that, by the way. It's very hard to do that. But I'll tell you, it's been the secret of my life. As soon as something has happened in my life, what needs to be done next? What needs to be done next? Versus the self-pity of why me? I could tell you, I'm not the smartest guy in the world, but I will move very fast and I will be resilient. That's one thing, Baruch Hashem, that God has given me. Because I know there's no way, there's times in life that you have to understand when you can question God. And this is where silence becomes before wisdom. You could be very, very smart and not know how to let go. And what happens? You're stuck. You're stuck. You're stuck. Why did the tire go flat in the middle of the road? I don't know. Wait for the answer to come. Why did this thing break? Why did this relationship break? Why did this break? Fix and move on. Letting go is that book, that movie, Letting Go. Every time you see it on Disney and Ice with my kids, it's more for the adults than the children, by the way. That book is for the adults, not for the children. Children know how to let go. Adults don't know how to go. And I can tell you, that's the one thing. It's not correct to see so many Jews that we have this potential. And people in general, when we lose our faith, we stay in the past. So you already know, the whole Torah is made from failure. Not even the first tablets made it. The second tablets made it. Everything is what's next. Moshe Rabbeinu is a prime example. First tablets broke. What next? Go build another one. Another 40 days. The whole concept is the same thing. That we really, really have to get out of why me and get into what's next. I can't tell you how much. That's all. Usually what I get people do is just to get to that. Because what's next gets you into action. The Vilna Gaon says that all our actions in this world, whether physical or spiritual, are comparable to planting a seed. All we need to do is plow and sow. Whether it rains, it dews, it brights, or rots are entirely up to God. A person should toil, but not waste his time on the results. This is such an important rule. Your job is to toil. And we already said that there's three things that make a person, that bring judgment. And one of them is an expectation and prayer. You need to toil. And this is something that I realized in marriage yesterday. You know, sometimes we start saying, I'm doing this good for my wife, but I'm waiting for the results. That's doing things with an expectations. That's really an expectation. Your job is like the Vilna Gaon. Wake up in the morning, do your hishtadlut, plow the seed, and let it go. Let it go. It is the greatest thing. I used to suffer from expectations. I used to be the number one expectation sufferer. And I suffered tremendously from it. Until I said, this is over. I've suffered enough. I'm just going to do things from my heart. And whatever happens, happens. And if it happens, wonderful. And if it doesn't, it's not meant to be. And that's an extremely simple way to live. And that's a humble way to live. So this is exactly what the Vilna Gaon says. Plow, get out of the way. Do, get out of the way. Give a compliment, get out of the way. We have to stop being these needy people trying to get FedEx packages every single time we do something positive. We're waiting for the gumball machine to come out. You know, we think we're in a video game. Unfortunately, God forbid, you can be in Judaism, could look like a big video game. you know, what am I doing? This, I score. This, I don't score. This, I don't score. It becomes a video game sometimes. God forbid if you don't have this concept. But who knows you when you're going to get paid? Sometimes you get paid in a year. And what the Vilna Gaon says, each day you should go forward without worrying about yesterday's results. Of course, you have to beg God for success. But you should recognize that some fruits take longer than others. And you don't know when. We know that there's a story about the bamboo. I think the bamboo grows in 5 years, in 2-3 years. I don't know exactly, but the concept of a bamboo, that when it grows, it really grows. But it takes a long time to grow. And sometimes the business, I remember my recovery business, took me 7 years to really perfect it where it is today. 7 years. Amazon, 7 years. 7 years. Imagine 7 years. You're sitting there 7 years. What's going on? Maybe in the... Who can have a determination to have 7 years waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting until Baruch Hashem, my wife came and we took over and the opportunities came. But 7 years, not 7 minutes. So if you have a problem with instant gratification, this is the guaranteed way to get absolutely nowhere. And all we're doing is feeding people instant gratification, and basically we're making them skip the process of who they become, and this is what's making very weak people. So when things don't go your way, you throw the book at everybody in life. This is exactly the opposite. You were Rabbi Akiva, and you lost 24,000 students. It's time to retire. No, it's not time to retire. It's time to start over again. And this is why giving up is not really giving up, like we said many times, is surrendering without wisdom. Giving up is surrendering without wisdom. Big difference. When your acceptance is surrendering with wisdom, that means I accept the situation, not what needs to be done. So that's not giving up. It's actually a form of, it's you're surrendering, but with wisdom. You recognize right now it's not the right time. Right now it's a situation. Because every time it has a situation in life. Another beautiful concept. Also, on the day of Lag BaOmer is a day, which we're going to talk a little bit more about tomorrow, but today is also, this is a day that we really, really have to connect to bitachon, to trust. Why trust specifically on this day? It's because Lag BaOmer gives us that newness. That's the day, and Lag BaOmer is the day that the man started coming down from heaven. We know what the man represents. Man represents spiritual bounty that came down from heaven. It came down on Lag BaOmer. That's the day that everything changed. So this is a day that has a tremendous amount of time for salvations. But the most important thing is you shouldn't think of, oh, the 34th day is the 33rd day. How did I deal with 33 days? The whole point of our sages tell us that your level of Shavuot is not going to be the same. Not everybody's going to get the same Shavuot. One person is going to be in heaven connecting to the 50th gate. Another person is going to stick cheesecake in his mouth. It's going to be a completely different spiritual experience for different people based on how much, how you in tune and how much work you did during these days. That's what makes a difference. The same thing. Your ability to train, the training is what's going to give you the health at the end of the day. It's not that one day. We think the one day, but like this day has the power of renewal. And that's really what we really have to constantly work on, is constantly knowing how to restart the car. Lag BaOmer gives us a new strength and sweetens the judgment. This is why? Because we start having more trust. And this is the day where the Reb Nachman tells you that money comes down without a sense of time or space. But there's one thing that can actually get the money to come down quicker. It's funny how the word money, it's crazy. How the money comes down quicker to you, and that's by having absolute bitachon in life, by having trust. Trust brings that money right down. And he's saying that the word bitachon, right? The word 70, bitachon is the, I think 75 is the numerical value of bitachon, which is connected to this concept. The Chazam Sofer also says the Lag BaOmer is the day for the man to start coming down, and this required bitachon. And when a person has bitachon, he's able to give. And also it says here that the word ed means a witness, also has a 74, same thing as 70, if you add the word, also same thing as the man itself. So Torah was only given to those who ate man. Man is connected to Torah. So being able to have the right consciousness of trusting in God. Trusting in God, that's something extremely, extremely we need to understand. So again, think about a situation in life. Think about a situation in life. We only commit sins when we give up. Remember, guys, we don't commit sins when we're happy. You're only committing sins when you're sad. If we look at the daily portion of Rav Nachman, has his daily portion on Breslov. If anybody wants a very quick read, they should download the Breslov.org app. It's a green app on Apple. You can get it. I'll give you 5 minutes of each Torah. Very easy read. But he says there that all basically sexual promiscuity comes from sadness. And specifically masturbation he talks about there. He says when a person masturbates, it causes negative angels that come dressed as people to create suffering for the person. Unbelievable concept. So sometimes we're thinking that person is harming me, this person is harming me, that. You created this negative energy. You create negative energy. So remember, we only do this. We only punish ourselves. It's because we're not happy. And whether or not you're going to have a situation in life, it's going to be tough. You're going to have post-traumatic stress in life. But you need to shift it to post-traumatic growth by saying, silence before wisdom. Right now, our own sons die. Vayidom. Be silent. There's a time to be silent. I don't know what's going on, but I have to keep on moving forward. This is extremely important that no psychotherapist can help you with. No medication can help you with. It's called trusting in the process. And not waiting. When you're planting a seed, get out of the way. You go on a date, works out, doesn't, get out of the way. Don't attach yourself to results. Because anytime we attach ourselves to results, we unfortunately are going to get nothing but being upset. It's a guaranteed way, an expectation is a guaranteed way to basically be miserable. You do nice things for people, don't expect anything else. It's only when we expect it out of people is when we get let down. And why should we expect? That means you're not doing it through chesed. Do it, pray, get out of the way. Work out, get out of the way. Be nice, get out of the way. You don't need returns all the time. It's not a tennis match. That's exactly what he said. And this has been tremendously. It's a tremendous situation. This is where Rav Nachman says that a person should not be a teacher. Why shouldn't he be a teacher? Because there's everybody has their mazel. The time that comes, a person has the time to be able to make a fortune or to be successful. But if you're too busy in something that's not going to put yourself in a position to win, you're not going to be able to. Just always put yourself in a position to win. Right? Same thing. If you're going out and you're dating and you're constantly bummed out and you had a closed heart, that shidduch might come and you're like, no. I'm not dating right now. I'm working on myself. Again, you'll work on yourself with the person also. But don't shut down opportunities. That's the whole point here. Don't shut down opportunities. Don't let your mood determine your behaviors. So may Hashem help us all that we should never give up. Take the example of these five students. Take the example of Boaz, who got married after losing 60 children and losing, I believe he lost his wife too. And that's where he married a Ruth. And this is what you're reading on Shavuot. This is what our whole life is. Post-traumatic growth, not post-traumatic stress. Have a great day.